How does someone sacrifice something that doesn't belong to them? Emily shook the pan over the stove and snatched up the spatula like she meant to stab somebody with it. That kind of defeats the purpose of a sacrifice, doesn't it? It'd be more like stealing. And that's the part about the past even they could not see, Nathan added. Tapping a finger against her lips, Laura nodded. You mean like sacrificing his bloodline. Every Hadstrom witch and wizard that came after, all the way down to us. Exactly. And we're all stuck here on this ship, forced to pick up the sacrificial pieces, Emily grumbled, reaching for her never-ending spice rack against the wall. Where the heck is my garlic salt? The group sitting at the table looked up at Emily, who pulled the magical conveyor belt of her spices along the counter with intermittent grunts of frustration. So the prison's keeping us in this endless cycle, like the Gorifrex, Nikki added. And the sacrifice. Which is basically the fact that our entire family, and all our ancestors, thought we were keeping everybody safe by guarding the prison. But we were perpetuating the problem instead. Wait, I think I got it. Chuck squinted across the table. The problem is that the Gorifrex isn't a bloodthirsty witch hunter. Although it killed a few witches anyway and kidnapped Laura. Laura shot her sister's boyfriend a quick smile and nodded. Good work, Chuck. He pumped his fist not so discreetly by his side. Yes. And that's confirmed by the rest of Astro's prophecy after that. The oldest Hadstrom sister ran her finger beneath the words as she read aloud. They used the heart beneath the earth to imprison the being they didn't see reflected in their eyes. To push aside their ancestry and the misfortune of such a creature unrecognized and hence unwelcomed. And then the rest is a lot more mumbo-jumbo saying the same thing. A bunch of tiny riddles leading to one place. The three must heal a fourth, and all will become one. And that fourth is the Gorifrex. Nikki ran a hand through her hair and shook her head. I can't believe you remembered all this. Me neither. Laura shrugged. After we left the Greenbelt last night, I started to think it would fade away into a bunch of nonsense. I mean, more than it already is. But I couldn't get to sleep until I wrote it all down.